And one of the greatest things that I've experienced, besides being acquainted with the Lord, is to know the saints.
Amen.
Know the saints. They are the most precious people in all this world. I've been in 39 or 49 states and 5 foreign countries. I've lived 20 years in sin. I've been from the Skid Row of Los Angeles to the Times Square in New York. But I've never met nobody like the saints. They're my people. I don't have any other people. I've got some sisters, brothers in the flesh, but hardly know them. Hardly know them. I wish they was all saved. I've often thought that'd be the most wonderful thing, to have a blood brother, sister saved. I don't have any of those. You folks are my people. Now, wouldn't I be crazy to want to leave you? Wouldn't I be silly to want to do something that would cause me to be cut off from you when you're all I have beside the Lord? May God bless us tonight. I was down in my cabin praying this evening, and Lord, these mistakes I've made, these failures I've made, all these ignorant things I've done. Lord, can I stand and talk before that bunch of ministers up there tonight? You know what the Lord said? He said, my blood's covered every one of them. Praise God. I'm as clear before God now as I was the night I got saved, with all the blunders and failures and mistakes I made. The Lord told me down there a while ago, you're all right. My blood covered everything you've done. And now watch, as I read that scripture, go strengthen the brother. Tell them what you've done, and maybe that'll strengthen them. God bless your hearts tonight. I want you to know that I don't have any personal ambition. I know I've been on the spot, and I get accused by the enemy trying to put yourself up as being something. But, brethren, I have a burden for this thing that we're trying to accomplish in this meeting. When I came in among this ministry, there was some problems, and there always will be some. And like I told you, I sit in on a lot of those problems, which I should not have. It affected my faith and maybe cost me the gift of healing. I don't know. I'll never know that. But the Lord bless us tonight. And my thought comes back. And the Lord told me, when I was so troubled about this, and I got so troubled, maybe took too much of my own hand, try to straighten things maybe sometime. But the Lord said some things just have to die.
Amen.
Some things just have to die. And I want to tell you, young fellows, something. The Lord might move you to, when you get qualified and established enough, He may move you into a congregation somewhere, pastor. And when you get there, there'll be some things there that's been there for years and years. And God Himself ain't been able to straighten them out yet. One old fellow used to bum around among the saints for years and years, kind of a troublemaker. He moved to another congregation. Somebody asked the pastor there, what are you going to do about that fellow? He said, I ain't going to do nothing. Said, God ain't been able to do nothing with him for 50 years. How do you expect me to do anything for him? You're going to find that when you get there, there'll be some things that have been there for years.
Yes.
And you're going to make a mistake if you go in there and try to straighten those things all out. You just go in there and preach the word that God gives you, the message. Be an encouragement to those who are struggling and striving to please God. And God will bless your labors. And God will take care of the old problems. And when the Lord told me that some of these things are just going to have to die, and some of them have died, then I see a new bunch of ministers coming in, taking over. Most of you right here tonight. There ain't very many of us old folks in here tonight, if you look around here. So that's what really bothered me when we got to talk about this thing, the older ones teaching the younger. I said, who's old? Well, I'm putting myself there in that category now. But you just look around, there ain't many of us old folks left. It's a new generation. I sat there in Monarch up there on that front place where I've sat ever since I went there, that same seat. I've sat there every year since 1961. And I look back and I see the whole picture change. All of a sudden, all them old preachers that we'd listened to and prayed and looked to and sought counsel and advice, I looked around there a few years back and they were about all gone. And I looked around, where's all the old ones at? The Lord said, you're one of them. Then I got burdened. And I said, I was so hoping. And I was so desired. Maybe I got overzealous. Maybe the burden was so heavy that I reacted too hastily. But I had so desire, and I so desire that this new bunch of ministers, if you want to call them that, you brethren are sitting here. I so desire that some of these old things, I've went to camp meetings years past, and you could just feel them. There was some sitting over here, and there was some sitting over there. And you could feel the thing in the meeting. You can't fool people. They know it's there. You got something like that, and you don't have to talk about it. You just know it's there. And I was sitting right in on that. And I said, I hope to live to see the day that when we go to camp meeting, there won't be some sitting on one side and some on another. I so desire to see this new bunch of ministers be in one harmony and agreement. And I had such a desire for it that I'm sure maybe overreacted in some incidents. But it was my burden. It was my burden. We're going to be gone pretty soon. Sister Eck ain't going to be here much longer. Sister Clark ain't going to be here much longer. Brother Sammons ain't going to be here. Sister Catherine ain't going to be here much longer. The way you fellas going to do it, you're going to let the devil divide you up. You're going to have California saints and Oklahoma saints. I used to hear that when I was just a young preacher. I didn't know what they're talking about. Them California saints out there, they don't hold up to standard. And them people down in Louisiana, they've always been loose in their way of living. I heard those things. I don't want to hear that. I'm not interested in California saints and Oklahoma saints, West Virginia saints, Louisiana saints. I'm interested in saints. Lord help us.
Yes, dear Lord.
So if I've hurt you or offended you, reacted too hastily, got overzealous, old people I guess can get overzealous too, I want to ask you to forgive me. I've already asked some of the brethren to forgive me for the heartaches I've caused them. But I can look God right in the face, and everything I've ever done, I've done it with a desire to do right.
Amen.
Whatever I've done to you or said to you, I had one purpose in mind.
Amen.
Was to help you.
Yes.
I can look God in the face and say that.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. You pray for me. And bear with me. Please bear with me. There was a few years ago here that I very nearly quit. And I was down so low that there was one time in my life that I didn't know whether I was really saved or not at that, just for a little while. And I was right here. And I got in my car and I drove a bay down through the road and went back into the hills. Some things had happened. I'd been affected and got into some problems, burden, got in some trouble. And I went back on the hill down there, down the road somewhere down there, and went back in the hill. And I laid down on my face. And I groaned. And I wept. And I prayed. And I cried. And I don't know how long I did that. And the Lord, I looked, somehow or another looked around my old Bible, my old brown Bible. I finally had to put it to rest. I still take it when I've got a real hard battle to fight. I take it along. But the wind was flipping the pages over a little bit. And it came out of there where Jesus told that woman. There came seeking healing for his child or daughter, whatever it was. And he told her, he said, just be it unto you as thou wilt. You can just have whatever you want, the Lord said. I give you anything you want. I tell you, you've seen Brother Danny jump around. You already been over in them woods that day. I had a shouting time right down there in them woods. God came down there and blessed my soul.
Lord.
I tell you, I was reading, I told this, and if you folks think that I've become an old softy, I'll tell you what may be the problem. God's been so merciful to me that it's hard for me not to show too much mercy. Can I show too much mercy? It's so hard for me not to have mercy on people. Anytime I feel like I'm about ready to lose patience or get too short, I wonder if God lets things happen to you sometimes. I know He does. Everything happened to me wasn't of the devil. The Lord. You mean the Lord lets you make a mistake? Yeah. You mean the Lord lets you make a fool out of yourself? Yeah. Don't get too high. I never made a mistake. All my ministry, I've never preached anything that just exactly like everything I've said been right, everything I've preached. I've never failed one time. I tell you, you're getting ready to get taught some things. You're going to fail. And there ain't going to be nothing left but the grace of God. And you ain't going to know how to pray. And you ain't going to know how to get a hold of God. And the walls is going to seal off, and the ceiling is going to seal in. And you're going to fast, and you're going to pray, and you ain't going to get no answer. And you ain't going to have no feelings. And you ain't going to have nothing but the story of Job's all you're going to have left. I had nothing when to come, and I ain't got nothing when to leave. And now you're going to slay me, I'm going to trust you anyway. That's all I got left, the story of Job. Because he said, Job said, you know, one time I looked over yonder and couldn't find him over there. But he knows the way I take it. You won't have nothing left but the 23rd chapter of Job's all you'll have. And you'll have to live like that for days. You ever had experiences like that? You will. If you get to thinking you know something, or you get too high and mighty, God will pull the rug right out from under you. And the best way I know to get in trouble with the Lord is trying to get mixed up in His business, try and take His place. You try to push Him off in His throne, I tell you, He'll fix you, and you'll be fixed good when He does. And you won't know whether you're saved or not. And the next time you get up to preach, you're not going to be so quick to lay folks out. So you've just been laid out yourself. And you wouldn't even be here if God hadn't had mercy on you. And then you can preach with more compassion and more love. I'm preaching the same thing I've always preached. But I've learned that you don't have to hit people over the head to get them to look your way. You don't have to do it. You can't drive sheep. You've got to lead them. You cannot drive sheep. They won't be driven. You can drive them a little while, but they'll scatter on you. You can put them under some kind of a law and hold them down, rule over them for a while. But I'll guarantee you one thing. They'll break out on you. They'll break out on you. You can't hold them down all the time. They'll break out. You can't drive sheep. You can lead them. But you cannot drive them. So if you think I've gone a little soft, it's because I've learned some things. It's because I know that it's only the mercy of God that I'm saved. And it's only the mercy of God that I'm still a preacher. You know what that scripture? I'm going to quit. I'm sorry to hold you so long, but isn't this good? Not because I'm up here, but isn't it? May the Lord help us tonight. Well, I forgot my thought. That's another thing that affects you after about 30 years. Your mind will get so it won't work very good. Yes? This is a hazardous occupation. It is.
Paul said he was in jeopardy every
hour. Fought with beasts. Have you ever fought with any beast? Yeah, I know what he's talking about. I don't think he's talking about animals and bears. Young brother and all of us tonight, I mentioned the first day this is an emptying out time, and I just want to empty out to you. I love you tonight. I'm still standing by the same old path, the old truth, but I've learned some things. Well, now I want the Lord to help me to bear with you till you can learn. Did Lord help? We're going to have to bear with these young folks till they can learn too. But do be teachable. Don't get involved in trouble. Stay teachable. Stay humble. and B, don't get him. And keep your, yeah, keep your name clean.
Amen.
Keep your name clean. And I don't mean getting drunk or getting involved with a woman or man or something like that. That'll ruin you quick. But get started out right. And be slow. There's plenty of time, as Brother Warren said today. Don't move too fast. Don't be so pushy. Don't push yourself right out in front of the older ministers or something like that. That ain't even good manners, is it? All right? That really ain't really good manners. Be real, humble, teachable, and submissive. And then God will just move you right along. And then one day, you'll get up in the pulpit, the camp meeting, and God will anoint you. And they'll look, where'd that new preacher come from? Well, they've been around here all the time. Been around here for 2 or 3 years. Well, I didn't know he could preach like that. Or she could. Then if you get started off bad, and you get up there and you're so bold and you're trying to straighten everybody out and you're just raking over the coals, and then the people are going to wish you'd never got up. And it's going to take you about a year to live that down. If you don't get help in a year, it's going to take you about 5 more years to live that down. And then first thing you know, 10 years is going by and you ain't accomplished very little. And if you got saved late like I did, then the best part of your life is gone. When you get 50 years old, you ain't very much good after that. You're limited, I mean, what you could do. May the Lord bless you tonight. I thank you for your attention. These are your prayers. Hope you'll understand our burden. I know there's a number of brethren here, and maybe all of you as far as I know. But brethren, this meeting is valuable. I'm going to say something here. This meeting was timely too. We thought we spent mentioned here, maybe we should have had it a long time ago, and I feel like we should have had it. But I feel that this one came just in time. Because the devil's been working real hard. Trying to divide us folks. There's elements that's working trying to divide us folks. And it's working and it's a wedge and it just keeps moving. But I believe this will heal it. I'm expecting big things out of this thing. And I believe those that are standing out there on the sideline and going to be skeptic, I believe they're just going to have to come on in with us and us get together and go with it. God bless us tonight. If it ain't of God, it'll come to naught anyway. And if it is, you can't stop it no way.